This past Sunday, we considered Romans chapter 8, verses 18 through 25, and we began with verse 17, which reminds us of what we learned a couple weeks ago, if indeed we suffer with him, so that we may also be glorified with him. So we learned of this reoccurring theme in Scripture of the believer suffering alongside of Christ in this world because they are hated by the world, and this implies of the upcoming redemption that they will have, this glorification along with Jesus. New York is known for its pizza, and our church is here in New York. It's thin and large, and you fold it and eat it. It's incredible. There's only one place that I would consider that it compares with New York pizza is Giordano's Deep Dish in Chicago. The issue with that, though, is it takes a whole hour after you order it for that pizza to be prepared and cooked. But let me tell you, it's worth the wait. And that's the idea here that Paul points out, is that this present time, this waiting, is worth the end product. He says in verse 18, "For I consider," this is a numerical calculation. It's a mathematical calculation. 1 + 1 = 2. He's considering this fact that the suffering of this present time, or the suffering, sorry, of this present time are not worthy. So these sufferings with Christ, as mentioned in verse 17, are not worthy of something to be compared with the glory of restoration that is to come, that is to be revealed to us. This glory coming will be revealed to those in Christ. And John MacArthur puts it this way, as only he can say it. As followers of Christ, our suffering comes from men, whereas our glory comes from God. Our suffering is earthly, whereas our glory is heavenly. Our suffering is short, whereas our glory is forever. Our suffering is trivial, whereas our glory is limitless. Our suffering is in our mortal and corrupted bodies, whereas our glory will be in our perfected and imperishable bodies. Verse 19, "For the anxious longing of creation waits eagerly for the revealing of the sons of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it in hope, that the creation itself also will be set free from its slavery to corruption." So not only did this fall of mankind affect man, but it affected all of creation. And not only did the promise which God gave to mankind of the seed which would crush the serpent's head apply to man, but also to all of creation. It would be set into the freedom of the glory of the children of God. One day, as Christ sits on the throne and glorified Redeemer serve him, the earth will be made right. "For we know that the whole creation groans and suffers the pains of childbirth together until now. So the effects of sin are rampant, death, sickness, fighting, and war." Verse 23, "And not only this, but we ourselves, having the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves. Now that we are indwelt by the Spirit of God and have new hearts, we look forward to that which is to come. We don't live for the world. We don't live for earthly pleasure or treasure. We live for eternity, remembering that which is far more valuable. We are waiting eagerly for our adoption as sons," and we could say, and daughters, "the redemption of our body. We are adopted now, but we're waiting for the full fruition when we receive our redeemed bodies, our glorified bodies. 1 John 3:2, "We know that when he appears, we will be like him." 1 Corinthians 15:51 through 54, I'll read specifically verse 53. "For this perishable must put on the imperishable, and the mortal must put on immortality." And he closes with verses 24 and 25. "For in hope we have been saved. But hope that is seen is not hope. For who hopes for what he already sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, with perseverance we wait eagerly for it. We can't physically see our salvation, therefore we endure. We endure in hope, because hope is confident expectation of something good which is yet to come. So, in conclusion, we are children of God, therefore we will suffer alongside of Christ, being hated by this world. These are but temporary little afflictions in comparison with that which is to come. So the restoration of creation, man functioning perfectly as God's image bearers, we are indwelt by the Spirit, so even though we do not see it yet, we are enduring, strengthened by the hope of glorification. So, live by the Spirit, keep persevering, and hold fast.